You weren't watching the countdown, huh?
No, did I beat you to it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I did.
Let's see if I'm Brian. All right, okay. There's Tim. Timothy.
I'm back.
Yeah, right. So you know what I'm hopefully getting at, Tim, here? Brian, back me or help me or guide me here, man. I hate to say it, and here's what it's all coming back to. Here I'll agree with, yeah, the right-left paradigm, but actually at the same time I'm like, no, it's the biblical concept of the wheats and the tares. It's the time of the sifting. It's the time of the division, because there are people –
But Mike, more than half of all Republicans are going to be sifted out too.
Sure. That's fine. You know, in fact, you're right. There's a bunch of, because again, as you know, I've called out Trump. I've said I'm the greatest Trump supporter ever. And if he doesn't call out the hoax, I can't vote for him. Right. And that pissed off my mom today. And I was at my cousin's house. He's a retired attorney and he's a Trump guy. And they were all pissed off with me saying, you know what? I don't even want to talk to you anymore. My whole life, I thought you were intelligent, but now you're an idiot. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. You know, like,
Mike, this is why you should never talk about religion and politics.
But see, I don't buy into that. No, man, I'm going to say it like it is, like Trump. I'm going to say it like it is. See, I love Trump, but I also, you know, I'm in a dilemma. You know, I'm in a dilemma because I have been a great Trump supporter, because I from the beginning, Trump's not a career politician. I don't like Bushes. I don't like the Clintons. I don't like the Obamas. They're all a bunch of crook bastards. All of the guys in Washington and the women in Washington. So they're corrupt. They're controlled by the media and by the corporations. It's all bullshit. That's true. Trump is fighting against that.
They're controlled by the money.
Right.
By the money.
And in theory, you know, Trump is against that. He's fighting the swamp. He's got the Republicans against him, the Democrats against him, the media against him, and he's the guy in there boxing on behalf of the American people and trying to do what's right. Now, there's a whole nother mindset of Trump being a whole part of the eye of the pyramid, and he's in on the whole thing, right? You know, very few, if any, Republicans are aware of or would even acknowledge that possibility. You know what I mean? So, Brian is even, you know, kind of aware of that possibility, but, you know, ain't really going there, you know? And that's where I have a hard time, you know, with my mom, my cousin, David, you know, it's like, what am I going to do? You know, I am an ultimate truther. I am, you know, I want the truth. So I've always given Trump the benefit of the doubt. I've called Trump out. Trump did call this a hoax. There's a video of Trump saying in February, this is a hoax, but that was before the thing got as big as it did, and now he's wearing a freaking mask. If it's a hoax, damn it, stick to your words, right? Man up, Trump.
Is he wearing a mask today?
I don't know if he's wearing a mask all the time. The fact that there was a picture of him that they can now capitalize on and show him wearing a mask all the time was a big mistake, right, in my opinion.
Wasn't that him in a hospital, though?
I don't know. I don't know the details, but the point is they can use that.
By the way, I heard a story that I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but they said they did a study with surgeons, and they say that surgeons wearing masks doesn't actually make much difference when it comes to getting their patients who might have an open wound that they're working on infection. I thought that was fascinating.
You mean
you should look that one up?
If they sneeze or spit or something, you're saying they don't think that can mess things up?
Well, I think it's just breathing out more than anything. I think if you're going to spit or sneeze, that might be a little different maybe, but I don't know.
I've heard them say that that's the reason the doctors wear the mask, is so when they're speaking, you know, they don't get saliva or spit or mucus into the patient.
That all breaks down to, are there really germs that can
there's not.
But even at that, Brian, it doesn't matter. If there's germs or not, it's an etiquette thing, right? Like the average person, you know, wants to go under the knife and their chest is wide open. They don't want to think that the doctor's sitting there talking and spitting, you know, saliva into the chair.
Why not?
It's my, it, it's much more dangerous that the guy leaves a scalpel in there and forgets. I mean, that's
yeah, it might not be dangerous.
That's a greater danger.
I don't think it's so much about the danger. They're gonna associate, you know, health and infection and stuff with it. But I think it's more of just an etiquette thing, you know, kind of a practical.
Hey, the guy, I listened to a great guy, you should listen to him, called IPS, and he asked a funny mask question today. And he said, what is the etiquette if you're masked up for sneezing? Do you look the person in the eye? Let's say you're at the cash register and you got your mask on. Do you just look the person up in the eye and just sneeze right into your mask, right in front of them, without doing anything? Do you pull your mask down and then sneeze into your elbow like you're supposed to, or do you leave your mask up, sneeze, and do that into your elbow? He had three possibilities there. Right. Just curious.
And then what if you don't have time to pull your mask down and go to the elbow, if you're in between or something?
Yeah, well, then you just sneeze into your mask, yeah. And then what do you do with the mask?
Right, you got to burn it. Yeah, because it's definitely loaded with the virus.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. There's a lot of things to consider.
So, Tim, you're saying, I just said that, you know, what's the problem with, you know, sneezing on somebody while you're doing surgery? And maybe there aren't even any germs to worry about having any effect on anybody's health. And you agreed with that?
Well, yeah, of course. I don't believe in the germ theory. I believe in the terrain theory.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. However, Mike's not there yet.
Right. Well, because I think that a lot of people, and I've had Brian stumped on this before, there's the reality of viruses are bullshit, but there is.
No, they're not bullshit. There is virus. Viruses are the repair center of your body. They're on your side. They're not against you. That's where it's been inverted. They've inverted the idea that viruses attack you. No, viruses are there cleaning up the damaged cell.
That's a theory.
That's not Barnett.
Well, that's a lot of people's theory. Not everyone uses the word virus. They're exosome, they're micro, they're the smallest particles. What was a pretty good analogy?
The bottom line is, there's no way for them to even know if there are tiny little microscopic specks that you can only see under a scanning electron microscope. There's no fucking way for them to even know what they're fucking doing. There's no way.
Well, the main problem with an electron microscope is, if they were to use it, you can only realistically get a good picture of what's going on if they could stick an electron microscope into a living cell or set of tissue, which they cannot do. They have to chemically treat a dead cell and do some kind of chemical process to it and then stick it into an electron microscope. So by that time, whatever cell they're putting in there is completely dead, it's completely altered, and there's just no way to see.
And no water, no nothing.
So it's not acting in its natural environment. So there's no relation between looking at it.
Hold on, fellow critical thinker. You just said it's not reacting in its. You made an assumption already right there. It's not acting in its normal. Think about the whole.
That
concept.
It's not in its natural environment.
Right, but to even say it, right, that's asserting or assuming there's something called a virus. And what Brian and I favor is that itself is just kind of a, because the concept of viruses have been so prevalent for the last several decades, to the extent that people believe it and doctors study it and learn it.
More like 100 years.
Right, rather than saying they just don't exist, these other minds have come up with like a way to try to have an excuse, secondary, alternative way of looking at it. Instead of it being a virus, it's an exosome. It's a natural process. No, we say there's none of it. The only thing that's going on in the body is phagocytosis, which are cells engulfing cell debris to rid them from the body. And when you put poisons and garbage in the body gets sick.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So are you leaning towards, Tim, you're leaning towards Tom Barnett's kind of a solvent theory or the exosome thing?
I like that. But the problem, he goes into the whole electric body thing that kind of loses me. Yeah, the problem is every single person out there that has an alternate theory also has sort of a wacky addition to what they think, and it kind of dilutes it for me.
That's true.
I don't think there's that many people out there in the world that can independently think, because they're all being paid and funded by the allopathic, Rockefeller, pharmaceutical industry. That those are the only medical schools, training centers out there, you see?
Sure.
So the only ones that can speak up are like Tom Barnett, Andrew Kaufman, Thomas Cowan.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Because I don't think there are any virologists out there that aren't trained by the pharmaceutical industry. They don't exist. So you're never going to get a big number of virologists that are against the mainstream, because they're just not out there. They're not trained. Well, how could they be there? No one has been training in this necessarily. I guess a naturopathic doctor who is a homeopath who looks at the whole body might be the closest person that could argue against the germ theory. But anyone that's in the germ theory camp, that's how these doctors, these virologists, these epidemiologists are trained.
For the sake of this video, because this is recording, and we'll put this one out there. Again, we're talking about two issues here: viruses, contagion. I said earlier, viruses are bullshit. You said they're not. So there's a discussion there that can be had, right? Which we kind of clarified. Brian and I are pretty much of the position of there ain't nothing. Even Tom Barnett's theory. Actually, I can take his theory and make it work with what we believe. And that is the solvent concept is simply, again, the fact that in phagocytosis, the cells are engulfing cell debris and poisons and emulsifying it, turning it into a liquid state to rid it from the body. So he's going to call that a solvent. That's the viral process. And therefore, they're calling that viruses because they're trying to make it work with the notion of viruses existing, when there doesn't have to be any notion of viruses existing, period. And the bottom line is there's no proof viruses exist. They've never isolated a virus. There's no scientific study that shows a formulated system for how to isolate a virus. If there was, you'd be able to do it repetitiously, over and over, repeatably with any and all viruses. But instead, they come up with this cockamamie bullshit excuses. Well, it costs too money. Well, we could do it with this virus, but not that virus. They come up with bullshit spin all the time. No, science means creating something that's provable and repeatable. So they'd have a system in place, and they would be able to constantly repeat the process easily because now they've got the scientific system down, and that doesn't exist. So we Brian and I concur with who unfortunately passed on us, Dr. T.C. Fry, that it's simply a matter of just basic fundamental, you know, our body's made up of cells, man. That's the most basic part of our body. And the cells expire, man. They die. And when they die, they don't just, you know, disappear. They fragment into particles, you know, mitochondrial DNA, bits and pieces of RNA and DNA. It's all that make up a cell fragmenting. And now they're calling all those pieces viruses, which is bullshit. They're using that as an excuse to develop the concept of viruses when it's really just cell debris. The cells go and engulf the debris, emulsify it, Tom Barnett, turn it into a solvent to excrete it and rid it from the body.
I'm okay with that. I don't really know. I would never say I know.
Right. And even Brian and I are fine with, hey, prove to us the viruses exist and we'll be happy with it. Right. But right now there's no proof. And what we're saying makes the most basic common sense. It works, you know, without, earlier, some additional made up ethereal. Because even Tom Cohen struggled with that. You know, Thomas Cohen's like the energy thing. And well, you know, Dr. Kaufman, who we appreciate and admire tremendously, you know, kind of gets into the, probably because he's listened to Cohen and they're all trying to figure it out, you know? It's like to say T.C. Frye had the answers all along. And now you got all these other guys that don't understand it, even though they've got their degrees and their expertise in certain areas. They're all trying to figure out, because of all the different stories and concepts, what the hell's a virus? There's no such thing as a virus. The original Latin meaning of the word virus means liquid poison. Virus, liquid poison.
Hey, venom. I wanted to tell you guys a couple more things.
Wait. Before you do, Tim, I'm sorry. I just want to cover quickly the contagion aspect, because what I was going to say is, while we know viruses don't exist, or at least there's no proof they do, bacteria does exist. Mold, fungus, mildew does exist. Parasites do exist. So would this not be an example of contagion? I have bacteria in my mouth that can grow in my mouth. And I'm a doctor, and I and some of that bacteria got into my patient's open chest. Could that bacteria manifest itself? I say yes. That's contagion. But it's not contagion in the classical sense of contagion. It's a transference of a bacteria into another person. That's one example.
Yeah.
Has anybody,
I could agree with that.
Has anybody ever proved that, I wonder?
Probably not, but I would... Probably hasn't been proven, but I would just, proffer that it would make sense, knowing that bacteria does exist and it exists and grows in a body like warm environment of the mouth, that if it was instantly transferred via spit or a sneeze into an open cavity chest, it could also manifest and continue to grow there. It would be logical sense. It would make sense that it could take place. That just being one example. Another one passed in my head that I wanted to get out, and that is, let's say there is a parasite. Because I would say of all of them, the parasite is the strongest of, you know, the most strongly defined as being an organism.
Well, you can see it. Well, you can see it. Yeah.
Right. And
I
even
agree.
Though you can with bacteria too, I would say bacteria
yes,
would
can.
Be weaker.
And you can grow bacteria. You can grow
right.
it.
You can grow it. You can grow bacteria. Parasites can reproduce. So if a parasite, you know, if I had a parasite, you know, and I scratched my open sore and parasites are in my fingernails,
well, it's usually
and I shake
eating.
Somebody's
it's
hand
usually,
and that parasite, they wipe their mouth.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
contagion may be legitimate, not in the classical sense that they've conveyed and not with regards to viruses, because there aren't no viruses, but with regards to bacteria, mold, fungus, mildew. Contagion. There's such a thing as black mold on walls. And we know that if we breathe in mold, it's going to make us sick. Well, the water has the mold.
The spores are airborne, yeah.
The spores are airborne.
You can see them.
So is in that regard, I could say, it's a fact that boxed grain cereals are loaded with mold spores. I used to eat it all the time, and I used to get allergies all the time. I quit eating it, I stopped getting allergies. It's a fact that people get sick from mold spores. Dr. Helga Clark, PhD, check her out. She wrote a book called The Cure for All Diseases, about that thick. And she wrote a book called The Cure for Cancer, about that thick. And I don't agree with everything she proffers too, because she gets kind of loony with, you know, make sure your toothpaste is not sitting on metal and make sure you don't heat up a spoon. You know, I mean, she gets into some stuff that to me is wacky too, but maybe it's legitimate. But her general practical, you know, practical applications of her understanding and her sciences and her methods make sense and actually work. And I know firsthand, because she has something to get rid of gallstones. And when you go in a hospital, I know because I've been there, the doctor will get angry if you tell him you cannot get rid of gallstones. They say, no, only through surgery. You have to remove your gallbladder. You cannot get rid of gallstones, but there is a way to remove gallstones without having surgery. I've done it on several occasions, and I know people who have done it on several occasions. And Dr.
What
Helga
do you do,
Clark,
just in case?
Dr. Helga Clark provides the recipe, which I'll put that on our website just so it's there for people. But Dr. Helga Clark, you know, was pretty at her prime also back in the 80s when the virus concept was at its peak with AIDS and everything else, and people having believed for decades before that, that viruses, this strategically fabricated concept of viruses that came about in the 30s and 40s because they knew they could make money with it, has now grown into the 70s and 80s. It's being used, it's being taught in the educational system. So even somebody like Olga Clark, who has, you know, good sense and another approach to things, she kind of wrestles with the verbiage of saying virus, but she will hint to, you know, I really believe it's a parasite, and it's a parasite that's infesting with poisons and toxins in the body. So even there, she's more consistent with T.C. Fry. She's more consistent with Thomas Barnett. Again, Tom Barnett is consistent with the truth, except he goes off on some ethereal spins that are not necessarily accurate or true. They're just kind of out there. It's not necessary. If you want to buy that, great. More power to you. Probably ain't going to hurt you, you know. But in the most basic organic sense, it simply comes down to there are no viruses. Our body's made up of cells. And phagocytosis gets rid of cell debris and toxins from our body. We get toxins. It builds up over time. We get sick. There are such things as bacteria and mold and mildew and fungus, right? And those things are creatures that exist. Now, here's the thing about it. You can identify them on a freaking microscope. You don't need a scanning electron microscope like they say you need for a virus. You can see it in a regular light microscope. You can identify it. You know what it is, and you can treat it naturally. Garlic will kill all of it naturally. So there's, like T.C. Fry said, if you get rid of viruses, the medical industry is dead. The pharmaceutical industry is dead. The concept of viruses supports the vaccination industry and, at this point, the medical industry, who work hand in hand with one another. If you get rid of viruses, you're back to just broken bones and stitches and maybe some infections because of bacteria and mold and mildew and parasites that you can treat naturally. So therefore, there's no money in it for the industry.
I agree. Yeah, I got two anecdotes there. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
go ahead, Tim. I was just going to push back on the mold.
I was going to say that, Mike, you got a lot of good stuff there. You got a pretty good brain on your shoulders there. I have a suggestion. Uh-huh. And I just opened up have you ever heard of a service called TikTok?
Oh yeah, Chinese.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's, who knows who it is? It might be based in China, but China is part of the same one world, new world order anyway. So I don't really differentiate. It's got 1 billion downloads. I think it's the number one app in the world. So I just started my own TikTok account. And I really suggest you do, because all the young people, this is a hearts and minds war that we're trying to fight here. And Mike, you got some good stuff. If you can say a lot of your stuff in 1 minute or 30-second TikToks, you might
forgive me, Tim. I got to interject.
Say everything at one time.
Well, in the United States of America, and this might be what Brian was going to say, they just required Donald Trump to ban TikTok in the United States.
When? I know, I heard that, but did he do it?
Well, just last week, it was the big thing in the news. You heard about it too,
I know,
right,
but I don't think it's banned. I think they were talking about it. He actually told Microsoft to buy it. And Microsoft is half the goddamn problem anyway. We know that. Bill Gates and all that.
Well, you know, I don't care about TikTok, because I'll use anything, man, because I got nothing to hide. Why? And they know everything about me already anyway. So if it's Facebook, if it's YouTube, if Twitter, if it's TikTok.
One of my friend's theory was that TikTok is being banned. Number one, it's so popular. And number two, there's a lot of truth tellers like you on TikTok that are spreading the message. Whereas YouTube, Facebook, Twitter are banning all your stuff.
There you go. That's probably why they're trying to hear.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Cool. I'll download it, bro.
There's always the real story, and there's always the cover story. You're getting the cover story from the media. You don't get the real story. You know that by now.
Right. Now, I'm just saying this to be funny, but also this is, you know, I'm being serious, but I'm being funny. And the same way we joke about, you know, Dr. Fakeologist coming in incognito, right? He could be with the CIA. Right, or the FBI. So here it is, Brian. He finally got to us. He said, they told him, go in for the kill now. You know, we're trying to get this TikTok banned.
Get him on TikTok.
Go in there and get him on TikTok.
Well, I'm on. I just joined TikTok today. If you go to my blog, you'll see it. And the other thing I was going to post, because I was going to take a picture, but I was driving. We have the Canadian headquarters of GSK, which is GlaxoSmithKline, in the city I live in, Toronto. You know, you must have heard of Glaxo. They're one of the big three drug companies.
Right.
I just, when I drove by, I was watching a guy put up a 6-foot wrought iron fence around the property, and the property's got to be 100 acres. It's huge. And I watched him. He was putting up a big wrought iron fence, whereas there was no fence there before. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. Why would the drug companies be taking their headquarters and building a big fence around it? I wonder what they're they're worried about. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Little revolt maybe going on.
I thought that was stunning.
Yeah.
You know, well, that wrought iron fence is going to probably be a couple miles long because it's a huge property. That would cost millions to do. So I have a funny feeling. Well, no, but that's not the point. I think they're worried about, you know, maybe people catching on to what the hell's going on.
Sure. Yeah.
They don't. Right. They're not doing it for this week. They're doing it for maybe for next year. They don't do things
right
at the last minute.
So yeah. Well, everything's getting more and more secure oriented now. They have to, because the world's getting to be a crazy place, man. You know, and it's getting more divisive, you know, and this kind of gets back to, I think, the point we're making at the beginning of this video about the division, right? Now, that was in the last video before this, which I'm not going to upload. But to the extent that there's a division going on, let me ask you, Tim, do you consider yourself to be in the, I know you don't buy into left, right, Democrat, Republican crap. You're opposed to that. And you're
I'll be voting for Trump. I'll be voting for Trump only because I voted for him before. And I've said that on record before I even met you guys, because there's, I always see a little hint that he's on the good side, because there's always a little hint, but I know he's in a checkmate position no matter what he does, because everyone in the world is convinced that you can catch a virus and you don't wear a mask, you're a super spreader and you're trying to kill. I had a guy who I don't really talk to come up to me today and said, why aren't you wearing a mask? And he says, don't you care about your family? You know, I wanted to punch him in the face, but I know the guy's ignorant. So I just said, listen, you want to know what's going on, I'll give you some videos. You can watch it. But of course, I'm not trying to kill my family. That's a stupid thing to say. And that's how I left it, because I wasn't going to go into the whole spiel in 30 seconds. That doesn't work. It's not going to happen. But the point is,
maybe we need to carry around. We need to carry around Bibles and just hand people a Bible with all the information in it, like a fakeologist Bible.
But Brian, nobody's gonna read it. No one's gonna look at it. That's why the war is so difficult to fight. Okay, we're fighting with two hands tied behind our backs at all times. The point is, though, I will support Trump. I have a funny feeling the exciting part of 2020 has not happened yet. I think the next few months are going to just blow your mind.
Yeah, Brian and I like to believe that, too. We like to believe any day now he's going to read that leaked speech, man.
The election's going to be suspended. There's so much going on. There's a reason why Biden and this other woman is running. I think they're just sacrificial lambs, they're placeholders. There's no intention.
Right.
I don't even know if we're going to get either of these two running the country. I'm really kind of worried that something way bigger than these two, Trump and Biden, is going to happen. I'm severely concerned for the United States. I really am. So, and I don't think it has anything to do with left and right. Sorry to say.
Right. Oh, so wait a minute. You're in Canada.
Yeah.
So you're not voting.
No, I'm an American citizen. I told you that in the last few calls.
Right. All right. Okay.
I get an absentee ballot. I'll probably be getting it in the next month, I'm guessing.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
cool.
That's not nothing really to do with this whole mail-in ballot thing, because they've always had absentee ballots. when you're out of the country and all that.
Okay.
But well, I think something big is going to happen.
It's got to. I mean, it's too much time. You had two snippets. Was that both snippets?
Well, yeah. The main one was this GSK building building a big fence around it. That was the main thing I wanted to get. I just drove by today. I was kind of stunned.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my goodness.
Hey, I just want to
worried about.
I want to put a couple plugs out real quick for anybody watching this video. Check out fakeologist.com with Tim. He's got some great stuff, great videos.
FakeOTube.
He's got FakeOTube.com with great videos available. You know, send him some donations, help him out. He's doing a great job. And Brian and I, we're now asking. Well, I mean, we're asking for your donations because Brian and I will be going to the mayor's office. We'll be going to the governor's office and all the states. We'll be going to Washington, D.C. with our cameras rolling, with our bullhorns, demanding answers to the questions that need to be answered. There's a lot of YouTubers and people out there getting 20s and 100s and 50s from people, and it's all they're doing is sitting there wanting to make money on the internet, you know, so they're making out videos every, you know, so often trying to get their money, and they're not doing anything. They're just talking about the problems. They're not giving solutions. They're not asking the critical questions, and they're not taking action. You can see the videos of Brian and I going into government buildings, confronting police officers in a respectful, courteous way, explaining to them about our rights under federal law. So we are really beseech you to fund our efforts. If you've got big money, send us big money, because the money we need is for gasoline and some food and some drink so we can hit the road and we can go to the state capitals with the cameras rolling, the bullhorn going, the signs going, the bumper stickers going, the t-shirts going, and getting politicians on record having to answer real questions. So please support our efforts.
Can we call ourselves frontline warriors?
We are the frontline warriors. We are the.
How much do you want? And how can people send you the money? You got
to. Well, if they go to thank you. If they go to thebigvirushoax.com, they can click on our donate page. They can make a standard $20 donation, or they can click on donate any amount. They can make a monthly donation, recurring. I have, you know, a lot of people use Venmo and Wells Fargo apps. Which I put on all of my YouTube videos. I don't know if I added that in bigvirushoax.com or not. I'm gonna go ahead and put it in there as well. But just with my phone number, 305-910-6206, you can call me anytime you want. I've had people from around the country call me, people from out of the country call me. You can use that number, 305-910-6206, and send money via the Venmo app, via the Wells Fargo app. So Venmo, Wells Fargo with that phone number, PayPal, which is thebigvirushoax@gmail.com. That's our PayPal address. PayPal link is on our website on the donate page at thebigvirushoax.com. We urge you, if you're a multimillionaire and you're watching us, put your money with us. That would be putting your money where your mouth is, because we're going to be your mouth. We're going to be your mouthpiece. We're going to go out and demand the answers to all the questions that need to be asked of all of our elected officials that are supposed to be serving the public, serving the American people. And again, you can see on our website, click on our letter to the DOJ, click on, you know, face mask dangers and law. You can see the videos that we've made. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/Mike Singer Music. I got links to donate on all of my videos there as well. And you can see the videos we're putting out. So Brian and I want to get out there and do the work, do the Lord's work, man. We are instruments of the Lord Almighty. We want to get out, and I'm not trying to be religious for those that aren't religious. And for those that are religious, we are the Lord's instruments, you know? So it goes both ways, because it's not that we're so much, you know, religious and we're trying to throw religion on anybody. We respect everybody's religious views. Religious views are religious views. They're very personal, and everybody has a different one. But we're ultimately truthers, you know, and to the extent that we call God the truth is God. God is the way, the truth.
Are the churches open? Are the churches open down there?
Some are.
Some of them. I saw one video today where the pastor got on and said, today's peaceful protest is starting right now. So they're calling their church service peaceful protest, and they can't be shut down. You know what I mean?
But are they in the pews?
Yeah. Yeah, they're at the church and thousands of people, but it's a peaceful protest. Okay. So it's great. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. It's pretty funny.
Interesting.
That is cool. That's I like that strategy, man.
Yeah, but are they buying into the social distancing and the masks and all that?
Well, because they didn't show the congregation, so I don't know, you know, who was wearing masks or spacing, but there were, from the cheers, there were thousands of people in this big church. Great. So okay. I don't know how that goes. But I don't know if people how people are seeing this, but we have our Zoom meeting every weekday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we have all the information at thebigvirushoax.com. Join our Zoom meeting and talk with Dr. Tim and Mike and Brian.
And Tim, we want you to make a commitment to. Make one commitment to us. Buy a t-shirt and wear it all the time.
And we'll wear yours. We'll wear yours.
We'll wear yours.
I don't have one. I don't have one, actually. But
oh, man.
Well, I told you, I have a Zazzle store, but not one person's ever bought anything off it, as far as I know, with just a couple of Fakeologist logos. So
I might have
to promote it.
Once we get our spreadshirt.com site or whatever it is running, we'll let you know, and we'll help you set yours up, too. So that'll be good.
Spreadshirt. Okay.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah. And I like your wizard picture on the Zoom, your Zoom picture. So somehow we got to get that on a t-shirt.
Will you be, here's the dumb question. Will you be selling masks?
No.
Or we might sell masks to burn.
No, I know that, but I'll tell you one thing. Talk about having your website in people's faces. If it was on a mask, I don't know.
Yeah, what we can do is we can get masks with the nose cut out and the mouth cut out that says along the bottom, bigvirushoax.com.
You know what the problem is? You don't know who's wearing a mask because they just don't want to fight, or who's wearing it because they believe in viruses are contagious. You don't know why people wear it. They could just they might just want to be like me and get in the store and get out of the store.
Like most
people, not pick a fight.
Right.
You don't know people's motivations without asking.
That's a good point.
It's kind of rude to ask.
That's a good point, to have a mask that says something like that. I don't want to wear this mask. I would take it off, except I don't want to be hassled.
Let me give my theory, by the way, before I go, because I'm just about off. Okay. My theory on why they are pushing the masks. The theory is this. Because it's an invisible enemy. You can't see it.
Evil spirit. Yeah.
You can't see it at all. You can go anywhere. You can't see the virus. The only way you can be reminded that it's going on, say you weren't plugged into the media at all, didn't have a phone, didn't look on the computer.
Tim, I just got to say it quickly, because he said evil spirit and you're talking about white people wearing masks. And so I just got to make this quick point. Like you said, they're wearing it to keep the virus out, which is an invisible enemy like a spirit. And notice, a fart can get through. You can smell a fart through the mask, right? That means an evil spirit can get through. That means a virus can get through, right?
Okay.
All right, go for it, Tim.
Is that a fart joke?
It's a fart.
There's always time for fart jokes.
A fart out.
Anyway, the reason why, it's literally advertising for the vaccine that they say is coming that may never come. So every time you see a mask, you're reminded that something is going on. If they didn't force people to wear the mask, and we know it has nothing to do with health, it's literally advertising for this phony virus, this phony contagious virus, and this phony vaccine that's going to come along and supposedly save everybody. So that's what it's all about. That's what the mask is all about.
And the reason they have to have an extra lockdown or a second and third wave, they got to keep reminding people, or they'll just kind of lose interest and not worry about it. They got to keep the fear.
It's literally advertising, because one of the main things about
we're under a minute, Tim. We're under
one of his main things is to sell vaccines and to convince people that vaccines are necessary.
That's a great point.
It's a business move.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tim. That is all part of it. To keep it in the people's minds. Keep it in the people's minds.
Yep.
You got. Well, hey, I just got my first follower on TikTok. Mike, right. You got to do it.
Yeah, we'll download it, man. We'll be joining you on TikTok soon, brother.
And I'll follow you and put a link, and you might be shocked. If there really are a billion people using it, you might get a lot more views than YouTube, because right. ScrewTube is definitely on the censorship game.